Hey friends, welcome back to our podcast, Healing the Broken Marriage. We are your hosts. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Brian.
And it's Brian.
What do you mean it's Brian?
Our family has been going through some sickness. And so I did record the last one solo due to all the bronchitis. But I got my co-host here with me and we are ready to go. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Ready. We're still recovering just a little bit.
I almost forgot how to do this.
No, you didn't. It's easy. It's like riding a bike. Mm-hmm. And you've only been off it for a couple of weeks.
That's right.
All right. So before we hop into our podcast, I want to remind you guys to go check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. Also, make sure you go check out our new YouTube channel, Midwest Homesteading. We just started it in January of this year, which is 2024. And here it is, October. And we have 47,000 subscribers. I literally cannot believe. I was just hoping for 1,000 by the end of the year. And I think we're going to pass 50,000 subscribers before the end of the year. So I'm super excited. So if you guys want to connect with us a little bit more, go check out our YouTube channel, Midwest Homesteading. So heading into today's episode, Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's like, I don't know. Am I ready? Okay, Brian. So this episode, we are going to title Rumors. You had kind of a reaction when I said the word rumors. So when you hear rumor, what does it mean to you?
Well, let me think for a minute. People need to realize I get thrown. Well, not thrown. But I go from one thing to the next, like really fast. Like 3 minutes ago, I was out of the barn working.
Right.
I come in, you're like, let's do a podcast. I'm like, okay. So 3 minutes ago, I was like feeding pigs and checking cows. And now I'm inside and we're doing a podcast. So that's how quick
your life changed.
My transition.
You have an exciting life is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Well, I've always got something different going. Right. It's like either farm, family, work, cows. Family. Yeah. Well, that could be a t-shirt. Like God.
Yeah.
Country.
Yeah.
Or God, family.
Cows.
And houses or something like that.
I think it's God,
farm,
family,
houses.
Cows.
Yeah.
You guys, I'll put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, now what was the question again?
Okay, when you hear mm-hmm. something, it says, hey, I heard this rumor about you.
Right.
Do you just, what happens? What goes through your mind?
Well.
Is it a positive or a negative? Let's start there.
It depends. About me?
Yeah, I'm just hypothetically.
Like if somebody says they heard a rumor about me.
Right.
Well, there's a little smart aleck to it. But a lot of times I blow it off anymore. Right. Like years ago, if somebody said, I heard a rumor about you, I would be kind of fearful, maybe.
Right. Because you didn't know what they were talking about.
But like if you hear a rumor about me now, mm-hmm. well, how should I word this? Sometimes. Well, if you hear a rumor about me now, it might put the person talking about the rumor in more concern for themselves than I'm concerned about myself. Because used to, like a rumor, if somebody said they heard a rumor about me, I would think, oh no, what'd they hear? Now I'm just like, I don't worry because, you know, when you walk in integrity, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't worry about rumors.
Yeah,
like exactly. They come and go and you just kind of blow them off. Sometimes they're laughable. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they make you angry. You know, it's just, I've experienced all that in the last several months,
right.
You know, this year, you know, right. some rumors are laughable. Some of them make you upset. Some of them hurt. Some of them make you sad that people would say things like that. And you have to look a lot of times where the source of the rumor is coming from.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's been some rumors lately about us, me, that come from some sources that are like, you know,
yeah.
It would be like a drug dealer telling on another drug dealer, you know? So, you know, there's so many different stages of rumors. Like,
right. Well, like, yeah, I want to start with this. I wanted you to give your interpretation of what you feel like rumor is, the word rumor is, and then I'm going to actually tell you what it is according to dictionary.com. Mm-hmm. And rumor is a story or statement in general circulation without confirmation or certainty as to facts. Mm-hmm. It's also considered gossip, hearsay. Listen to this, a continuous, confused noise. This is what gossip is considered,
right?
According to dictionary.com. And I just want to say, you guys, just kind of pulling from our history, you know, Brian and I, we have 12 years of mess. And so there's been a lot of rumors that were said about us. Some were true, but a whole lot of them were not. And so what do you do with that? What do you do when you find out that a rumor is being circulated? Like, for instance, you know, just pulling from our history, we found out recently a rumor has been circulating around us about us that is so, actually, when I first heard it, my first reaction was to laugh because it was so outlandish and just to the moon crazy, literally.
Yeah.
That was my first reaction was to laugh. So, but in life, you're always going to experience these type of things. You're going to experience slander. You're going to experience rumors. You're going to experience backlash. You're going to experience people saying things about you that aren't necessarily true. And I think the part that is the most disheartening, or the part that I struggle with, is when you know people that have heard the same rumor and they choose to believe it. And they don't come to you for clarification, or they right. don't come to you. They just kind of believe things at face value. And you and me, we've lived through a whole lot of rumors in our lifetime, mm-hmm. a whole lot. And I think that for me, when I hear something about somebody, my first reaction isn't to just believe what I'm hearing, especially
right.
I consider, like you said, the source that's right. coming to me, but I also consider the character of the person the rumor is being told about.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I can say that whether the rumor is about yourself or about someone else, even if the rumor is about myself or someone else, I can guarantee you 100%, and I've been called out on this. I've been called, well, we won't go where I've been called, but I've been called a legalistic name as an investigator. But you know what? The way I see it is, if you start a rumor about me, I'm going to prove you wrong if it's wrong.
Right.
I will prove to you that that rumor is wrong if it is wrong. And if somebody comes to me about a rumor about someone else, yeah, I'm just not going to be like, oh, okay. More likely, I'm going to look into it. I will. And I'm either going to prove that it's right or it's wrong. And if it's right, if it's wrong, and that rumor is made up by someone else, I'm going to lose a whole lot of respect for the person that started that rumor. And I'm going to have a whole lot more respect for that person the rumor was made out to be. But if the same person I find out the rumor is true, then I'm sorry, but I'm not probably going to have as much respect for you.
Right.
So, you know, it goes both ways. I mean, there's things like with me with rumors is, back in the day when people would make rumors about me, and some of them were true, and then some of them were just like not even, you know, some of them were not true.
They were crazy.
People made stuff up, like I was meeting people out and this and stuff, and I proved it wrong by where my location was at that given time. But my stance on that as a person is, if you've not done any wrong, if you've walked in integrity,
yeah,
and you've walked in a godly manner, you don't have nothing at all to worry about with people starting rumors.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, if you're not walking in a godly walk and you aren't walking with integrity, then yeah, you better be fearful of rumors, because mm-hmm. then it becomes not rumors.
It's facts.
It becomes facts and truth.
Right.
And that's exactly. That's where the difference is.
Right. And I like what you're saying, because, you know, one thing I think of is, if somebody comes to you and they are, you guys, you're going to have these things happen your whole life. Unfortunately, somebody is going to start something about you that's not true. But I just want to let you know, because this is something that we've walked through, you know, even recently, but a lot in our past as well, is just because it's being said doesn't mean it's true. It does not mean there's any truth to it. And if someone is willing to, there's always this question mark I have in my mind where it's like, if someone is willing to share a rumor with you about someone else, they're probably talking about you too.
Right.
So consider the source. Always consider the source. We try to do that in our own lives just because of a lot of times we just don't want to play petty. We don't want to play into the games, the mind games that people play, because they do. And they will until the end of time. It's just, it's something that has always been, unfortunately, and probably always will continue, is this petty game of starting rumors about people. But I just want to encourage you. Did you know something? You don't have to play. You don't have to play along. When somebody is wanting to share a rumor with you, did you know you can fully say, hey, guess what? This person is actually my friend. This person, I actually have a lot of respect for.
And that's the thing that's nice, is because we've even had friends like that in this group that has come back to us and said, you know, they started saying things about you and we defended you. And, you know, we took a stand because they know what we represent. They know who we are. They know what we have and haven't done. And, you know, it's like, at the end of the day, I am totally okay with anything they want to say, because even recently there's some vindication on my part with the business, as somebody, you know, they owed several thousand of dollars to us for the last couple of years, you know, and we went to court once and their claim was that I was a liar. They called me a liar in front of you, my wife.
I didn't take that well.
Yeah, she didn't take it well. They called me a liar in front of our pastor. And then they walked out mocking and saying, well, God is on our side, saying God was on their side. And I'm not saying he wasn't, but at the same time, this person that was making all these false accusations, even up until last week when we finally resolved it, multiple lies, multiple things said, slandering. And the thing was, I was always like, this is going to be interesting because I know I'm not lying.
Right.
I'm not slandering this person. Actually, this person, I put them on a prayer list and we prayed for them. And I'm like, so this is going to be interesting because they're saying God's on their side and I know God's on my side. And, you know, in the end, they ended up settling with me.
Yeah.
And it was like, I kept my integrity. I didn't slander them. I didn't talk bad about them. I went in there with the facts again, all the facts, and every one of my facts on paperwork canceled their accusations out.
Right.
And it was settled. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, there's just, sometimes we don't see justice when people say things against us. And, you know, it can really tarnish a rumor can really tarnish somebody, you know, and I'm not for spreading rumors if it's not true. And I'm not for spreading stuff if it is true, but I do believe in justification.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a messy situation sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And I know, like, as you're talking, what do you do when someone shares a rumor with you? You know, so somebody comes to you and they're like, oh my gosh, you have got to hear what Alicia just did. And they proceed to, so what do you do in that moment?
Depends on who's coming from.
Right.
And you know, I've even this situation we've dealt with in the last several months, you know, there's people that has called us and I'm like, you know, I'm not, you have heard me say it.
Yeah.
There's people that's contacted us that, oh, guess what we found out. And I'll say, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I believe that. There's people who we know who never say anything bad about anybody, who has never in a group of people gossiping, and they have contacted us, two different individuals, well, more than that. But those individuals, when they contact us and they share something, I'm like, okay, I'm going
to
listen.
You can take it to the bank.
You can take it to the bank. And the thing of it is, even you know, there's been some that has said things, and I've said, okay, this has been said, and I think this is probably truth. And then, like literally just a couple weeks ago, I was contacted again by someone else and they actually is someone I'm like, okay, you can take it to the bank with them. And they actually confirmed what somebody had said like 3 months prior. So it's like, it's been confirmed twice. So I'm like, okay, I know this is to be true.
Right.
But yeah, you got to be really careful. Some people like that once, if they're the same person, always spreading rumors.
They always have the
news. Let it go in one ear and out the other. And
right.
But if it's somebody who has integrity themselves and they're not one who is gossiping normally or spreading things, then my ears are kind of probably going to be on alert. Yeah. And yeah, I'll probably look into it and see if it is fact.
Right.
And I'll always try to make sure I look myself to make sure that it's fact instead of taking somebody else's word for it.
Yeah, because I think sometimes if somebody's sharing something with you, they're sharing a rumor with you about somebody else, and they have like a little, just watch their face. Like, are they enjoying telling you this? Is it giving them pleasure telling you this? Or is there sadness and broken heart? You know, what is on their face while they're telling you this information? You know, so also I think observe the person that's talking to you, but also weigh the person that's talking to you. But weigh the information and the person that you know they're giving you information about. Does that even make sense to you? You know, if you know them well, if you know their character, do they even fit in the same box?
Yeah. And you might not, you know, I don't ever jump on like something like boom right away. Like in this same situation, I had somebody reach out to me. I look back. I don't always get the date wrong. I look back February 4th. Finally, rest of February 4th. And they was kind of making this rumor, accusation, and I blew it off and said, I don't think so. Well, you know, months later, I realized it was so. But, you know, initially, I didn't like grab it and run with it. In fact, I didn't say anything to anybody else about that
until
months later. So, you know, it's just, it's just, you don't always want to be looking for something to try to look into or to see if, you know.
No, because honestly, you guys, whatever you're looking at, what there's a scripture in the Bible, it says, if you go looking for evil, you're going to find it.
Right.
And so what are you looking for? What are you tuning your ear to? Are you looking for conspiracy? Are you looking for rumors? Do you love it when you get the hot, you know, right off the press? Oh my gosh, guess what I just found out? Do you love these things? Do you thrive in these things? And if you do, ask yourself why. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself why, because you guys, we've had rumors from the past that and present that it's like there's so much. Some of them from the past were true, but a big portion of them was not. And you guys, just because someone says something doesn't make it true.
No.
Doesn't make it fact. That, you know, people try to present it that way, like they know it's fact. But lies will always fall to the ground. But if there is a rumor about you and it is truth, unfortunately, it will carry because the truth will present itself front and center. So, but a lie will diminish because there's no legs to stand on.
Right.
But truth is. And so I just want to encourage you, if you're somebody who maybe you have been a victim of rumors, or maybe you are someone yourself who really enjoys to tell the tales, to ask yourself why. What part of you, what is going on in you that feels that need to spread information? Is it because you enjoy the connection with other people, or you enjoy the response that you get from someone when you have brand new, because I know somebody who has been like that her whole life. She loves to be the person to bring the news. And there's something that she receives from that. And that's why, you know, they continue to do that, is because they get a payout, basically. I know you've heard us say this in the past, that there's always a payout to everything that we do, right? Either good or bad. Most of the time we don't do things to get a bad payout. We usually continue behaviors because we are receiving a good payout, whether it's we get more attention from friends, or we get more, you know, people come to us because they know we've got, you know, the 411 on everything. So just ask yourself why. But also, if somebody comes to you with a rumor and it's, you know, the person that they're talking about and they just don't add up, you guys, just don't swallow everything you're fed. I just want to encourage you guys, you know, we are in this world, we're adults, and we are fully capable of making informed decisions and choices. You know, you don't have to sit at someone's table and just partake what they're serving. You actually do have a choice to get up from the table and go sit at another table. And I just want to encourage you guys to look at your life. Mm-hmm. Like, who's around you? Who is in your circle? I think that's a good place to start. Who is in your circle? In mm-hmm. your circle, is it full of people that slander? Is it full of people that gossip, that backbite? Look who's in your circle, because that's usually a representation of yourself.
Right.
Because we usually hang with people that are like us, mm-hmm. that are like-minded like us. Right. So I just want to encourage you to look at your circle, see what's going on. But also, you know, pause before you run with that story that you've just been told. Mm-hmm. Pause before you, you know, jump on the phone or start texting. Push pause and, you know, even ask God, like, God, what am I supposed to do here? Should I just pray? You know, I think a lot of times if we would, when we hear information, if we would just stop and pray and not start the prayer chain, as I'm using air quotes, the prayer chain, sometimes known as the gossip chain.
Yeah.
But stop there and just pray for that person, that situation. Man, a world of difference. Instead of just letting things fly, you know. So I really hope that this has encouraged you guys. We really wanted to come with you with this, just because this is something we've experienced in our life, and I'm sure that you guys have as well. And so hopefully you can take something out of this podcast and apply it to your life. So go ahead and share this podcast with your friends, your family. We hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. Until next time, we bless you.